Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and our theme is Get Out of the Gate in 2008. And today you're going to get a full 2 hours of what that means. Everything from how we're taking care of our bodies to whether or not we're tapped into our divinity and our soul's path, to getting down to the nitty-gritty of health and well-being with Dr. Darvish. And so we're starting this off with a very, very special guest of mine today, my personal trainer joining me here. Diane Cumberland is joining us here today. We've got a special theme and much to talk about today. And there are a few things that I'd like you to know about Diane. One of those is that she is the owner of personal training team, and she is someone that helps countless people get off the dime. So if you're kind of talking about, gee, I wish I could go out and get trained, gee, I wish I could have a better body, gee, I wish I could lose some weight, well, most of the conversation is about whether or not you actually are doing it. So we can talk about it, talk about it until we're, as my mom would say, blue in the face. But the question is, what action are we taking? Now, there are a couple things that I'd like you to know about Diane. First of all, that, you know, she is the owner of two companies, Personal Training Team and Custom Fitness Systems, which I hope we're going to hear a little bit about today. And she is part of an organization of people that is geared up to giving you personal, private, and perfect training system. So today we're talking about how each and every one of us can step into that world and get started. So Diane, I know we're going to do a bunch of different things today. We're going to talk about a lot. Your journey we've talked about before, but it is one of actually moving beyond obstacles, and you take that energy with you to what you do.
I do, Pat, and it's nice to be here, by the way, and good to see you.
It's good to see you.
So thank you for having me back.
Haven't seen you in a while. We shouldn't tell everybody about that.
Yeah, we shouldn't tell anybody that.
Oops.
Time to get back at it.
That's right. Called me out.
That's why I was laughing. You're like, caught.
Yeah.
You haven't called me.
Yeah, busted.
All right. So moving beyond me, let's talk about what your theme is right now and what the theme for today's show is.
Well, I thought a good thing to talk about today would be not to exclude all you guys, but
well, we're actually going to use Benny later.
Yeah, okay, we're going to use Benny. But women, it's time to put yourself on the to-do list. And we are so willing to do everything for someone else, whether it's our kids, our husbands, our partners, our friends, our bosses, but somehow we forget to carve out that little bit of time for us and really not feel guilty about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you go about that? I mean, because the bottom line with this is, look at her. She's the only one drinking water in here.
I think that's our first mistake. That's one strike, right?
We'll have
one
to get,
yes, okay.
We'll have to get everyone
about that.
Nick, can you get us some water?
Go get us some water.
Nick's like, I'm on it.
Listen, now, Nick's doing the video. So anyway, we have to begin somewhere. What do we say to the women that are listening to the show that have been like, darn, she's right, I've always wanted to do this, but I just can't fit it in?
Right. And, if you say you can't or you say you can, guess what? You're right. So if you think that somehow if you rearrange something in your life, or, I mean, we're in the business of being personal trainers. That's what we do, is help people do what they can't do on their own. Sometimes you just need a little kickstart, talking to somebody, getting someone else involved. The first step is to decide that you want to make a change. That's a huge step. Sometimes people take months, if not years, to get to that point. But, you know, fitness is a do activity, and no one's going to do it for you.
Well, part of what we're doing today is we have a special offer for people, because we don't just come on the air and talk about this. I mean, part of this is to give folks an opportunity to actually see what it's like to make a change. I want people to actually see what it's like to work with you and your team.
Okay.
I think that is so important. So we've got a couple of things we're going to offer to folks today. Why don't we tell them?
Well, I think a good way to get started and to take the fear out of it is that how I like to get people started, you just come and sit down. We'll talk. We'll talk about some goals that we can help you set, or goals you already have in mind. And then I'd like to offer a free personal training session with any one of my great trainers on the team at your convenience and in our studio in Redmond. And the first two callers are welcome to take part in that.
Right here today?
Right here today.
Oops, here we go. I hope you're ready to... Look, we've got all the new staff in there. I hope they're... Yay! We're going to get them on videotape later. and we hope that they are well-versed in how to answer the phone. So, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. This is our toll-free number for anyone out there that wants to get kick-started. And the way to do that is to come in, have a conversation with Diana or staff, and to actually feel what it's like. There's no strings attached. We're just going to take the first two people that call in. 1-800-930-2819. And you'd have to be able to get over to Redmond.
Right.
You know, that's what you'd have to do. So if you're listening to the show from Hong Kong, that's probably not something that's going to work for you. Although I don't want to exclude anyone. If you're willing to fly in, we're willing to take a look at you. 1-800-930-2819. And we are going to take only the first two callers. So the soonest you can call in, we'll make it nice and easy. So, you know, one of the things that I know that you do so well, and everyone, all of the trainers do really, really well, is there is not a one-size-fits-all.
That's right.
This is what I love.
Yeah, it's so personal, and the true meaning of a personal trainer is if the trainer is good, he or she will design it around the person that they're training to meet their needs, not just physical, but their emotional, their personality, their schedule, all that. We try and make that all work for the person to keep them going, keep them consistent. Sometimes that's the hardest thing, is to keep going. It's very easy to fall out of a good habit.
It is. And you know, Diane and I were talking about, you know, my own schedule. And many of you know that I had to leave town to take care of a death in a family. But, you know, now you're back. So now you get back into the groove of this. And remember what it feels like to actually feel that good, you know, to have a sense of your body actually being strong and healthy. I mean, that's part of what you do for folks, correct?
Right. And sometimes the worst part about it is just thinking about it. Once you, if you can get yourself through that, and actually the doing part will give you such great rewards that you'll start to get that feedback, and pretty soon you'll be motivated to do it on your own.
So I'm not sure if we have a question. Someone that would
actually,
like...
Nick just wondered, do they need to come on the air, or are we just getting information?
If they have a question, they're certainly welcome to come
on.
Right.
So go ahead and grab that, Nick. He can hear in the other room.
All right. And so we want to invite folks. That was someone who called in. Let's get a name so we can announce that. But we still have one more gift certificate to give away, which is great. 1-800-930-2819 is the toll-free number. And I want to direct you to the websites. I think this is really good to send people to the website so they can get a sense of who you are, what the team is all about. And so first out of the gate, we want to make sure you go to personaltrainingteam.com. That's personaltrainingteam.com. And during the show today, we're going to talk about what it means to do the exercise one way and then to do exercises properly. Because, you know, I've gone and worked with you, of course, and part of the conversation has been, you know, all of these old habits I've had of, you know, lifting dumbbells or things that I was doing and realizing that I'm not doing them right.
That's right.
And so what is it that, you know, hurts us most when we enter into a program when we're just not using the right form?
Lack of education, just thinking you're more is better, not necessarily so. Incorrect form, doing something too quickly, doing it at the wrong intensity for you. Just doing the wrong exercises for what you need and what you're able to do.
So, you know, we've seen a lot of at least recently television promotional information. The Biggest Loser, definitely, you know, you watch that on television and you're watching trainers and, you know, that's grueling. That's like an extreme.
Exactly.
Right.
Very extreme.
I mean, we just need people to know that, you know, when you sign up for a personal trainer, it isn't always like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think the greatest thing about that show is that it shows It is very extreme. Not many people could do that in their lives in that short a period of time. But it does show that you can make those changes, and what happens to those people, the changes in their life, and how they can make changes in the lives of the people around them and their families by going on that journey. But again, the hardest thing is to get started.
So what do you believe will help women take action today?
Not being afraid, I think, to move out of a comfort zone or perhaps a role that they have been assigned by our society or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And just it be okay with doing something for themselves.
Wow. So we've got lots to talk about. You know, Diane Cumberland joining me here today. As I said before, you can find out lots of information about her by going to Personal Training Team. You know, Diane is an ACE certified personal trainer. She's also a certified senior fitness instructor. She has an incredible profile. If you go to the website, you're going to see some really cool pictures of her and the team. But she also has a story. She has a story that is about the idea that it is never too late. And so, Diane, don't you think that for a lot of women, we go through life and we hit a certain age and we start to with this mentality that says, oh, I can't do this. It's like too late. I'm too old. My metabolism is too slow. And in reality, you're certainly a living testimony of that, that it's not too late. You're not too old.
No, I totally believe that. And you know, I was 34 years old when I had my wake-up call. And I was so out of shape that I couldn't climb a flight of stairs without being out of breath when my daughter was just a few months old. And I was a busy mom, a three-year-old son. She was just born. I thought I was in okay shape. My weight didn't really show it, but I was not fit. And that was the beginning for me. And I joined a fitness club. Did the high-impact aerobics in the 80s and all that fun stuff. But through the years, I got introduced to weight training and how it can just be an incredible empowerment mm-hmm. for you. Change your body shape, how you feel, your mm-hmm. strength. And it's kind of anti-aging.
It is. It yeah. absolutely is. And when we come back from break, we are going to have a demonstration of how to do a bicep curl. How to really do a bicep curl.
Yes.
I think we're going to get Benny involved in that. I don't know if he's going to be like, take his shirt off.
No, no way, man.
I know.
That's required.
What?
No, that. I guess I did sign the release for
But we're actually going to actually talk everyone through it as well. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest right now is Diane Cumberland. She's joining me here. PersonalTrainingTeam.com is the website. We've also got another website we're going to share with you. We'll be right back. Enjoy an evening with Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th for his talk titled, An Evening with Deepak Chopra. In this unforgettable lecture, Deepak will address the deeper meaning of our existence, including, what is our true nature? Where do we come from? What is the meaning and purpose of our existence? What are the mechanics of creation? How can we transform ourselves? Deepak explains how the greatest spiritual secrets are tied up in this simple answer. It takes a total shift in perception to realize that you are not in the world. The world is in you. Don't miss this third event in the Five Evenings with Extraordinary People series. Visit thedrpatshow.com for ticket information. Join Deepak Chopra in Seattle on March 4th at 7 p.m. at Benaroya Hall. Visit thedrpatshow.com for more information.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horse's or pet's quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seely, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Lauren Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle. We're a forum for women and the men who love us, who want to learn, grow, change their lives, and have some fun.
Join us now 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. to be inspired, educated, all with fun and love. Be sure to visit our website, chatwithwomen.com.
Three ways to listen. On the AM dial at 1150, on the FM HD dial at 98.9 HD3, or online at 1150kknw.com. One great station. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'll tell you, we know what that song is from, don't we, Benny?
A little flash dance.
A lot of flash dance, certainly. And I think they made some kind of commercial, some kind of car commercial.
A lot of leg warmers.
Recently,
that's all I
with
remember.
That, you remember a lot of...
A car commercial? What?
They did. They made a car commercial with the whole flash dance thing. They
what was
did.
It? Kia did it?
Okay,
all right.
Yeah,
thanks,
there
Nick.
We go.
You must drive one.
There we go. Personal plug.
Anyway,
Diane Cumberland is joining us here today because Get Out of the Gate in 2008, it's really a call to action for so many people. And what we want to do, as Diane has said, since we already have two callers for the gift certificate, we're not going to stop there. We'd like to give another one away. So 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Diane, you have a story, because the last time we did this with you, there were two people that got the gift certificate. And tell us about who those folks are now. I mean, aren't they continuing with you?
They haven't started yet. They came in for their goal-setting session and interview, and I learned more about them. And they're coming back on Monday, and we're going to get them started, and I think we're going to be able to help them and help them transfer their skills into their own home fitness and home workout environment.
So why is it that most people that start training fitness programs, why is it they don't last? Don't get the results they want?
A recent statistic from the International Dance and Exercise Association of America states that 75% of people who work out do not get the results they want. The 25% that do, 90% of them work with a personal trainer.
Wow.
So what that tells you is that it's difficult to do it on your own. It's not to say that you can never do it on your own, but to get started, like we were saying earlier, if you don't know how you're doing something, why you're doing something, what it should feel like, the fear that we all have built into us prevents us from moving ahead.
I think it's just a darn old discipline. I know for me, it's like getting there.
Right.
See, if I knew that I was going to work with you, right?
Right?
And because once I know the routine, I know I had to be there at a certain time because there are other people,
right,
and everybody's busy. I have to be there at a certain time. You know that it's, you know, for an hour, at least that was my case, for an hour, you're going to be working for an hour. And so you can plan your schedule around that. And you know you have to show up.
Right.
Because you don't want to not show up.
And all of a sudden, you know, somehow we don't mind disappointing ourselves, but all of a sudden when you're disappointing someone else who's waiting for you,
yeah,
it makes a bigger impact.
Yeah, that's what I think. Certainly if the regular old way of accountability doesn't work, guilt and shame will always work.
There you go. You just don't want to disappoint your trainer.
You absolutely don't. But we're going to do something right now. And Diane, you've brought a couple of dumbbells, right?
Right.
Okay, not mega dumbbells. They're
12 pounds.
So what we're going to do is Benny's here. We're going to really do a little thing with the, are you doing the bicep curl properly?
The correct way.
The correct way.
Right.
And then Jana is also here. She is one of the great sales folks with the Dr. Pat team. She's also going to do it. So we've got Benny, who's worked out before, and maybe Jana, who has not. And so let's get this going. Diana, you're going to talk us through what this is, you know, what the proper way is. So what I want to say to you, we're talking about right now what many people in the field consider to be one of the, you know, the standard exercises, which is the bicep curl. And there's a reason that the bicep curl is so important. And let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, when we're strengthening this muscle in our arm, and let's tell everybody where the bicep is.
Well, the bicep's between your shoulder and your elbow.
Right.
And the purpose of it is that it lifts, it's a pulling muscle.
Look at that muscle. It's busting out of my coat.
Looking good.
But it is. And
seams
as we do,
are ripping, shredding apart.
Hulk. So as we're doing this, right, you're not only working this, and this is the thing that I learned in working with you, we actually are working some of these other muscles secondarily.
The smaller stabilizing muscles get worked out too, but if a lot of times when I go into some larger gyms and just look around and notice a lot of people do their exercises incorrectly. They do it too quickly. They're not focusing. They really aren't aware of what they're doing. They don't use correct posture.
That's right.
So to talk about that a little bit, for your core, you don't really have to actually always do specific core exercises or abdominal exercises. When you're standing doing your bicep curls or your tricep pushdowns, whatever, you can be exercising that core just by engaging those muscles in the way you breathe. Sometimes people need to be taught that.
Right. And even doing the radio show, we could be tightening our abs. That's what I've learned for you.
Right.
So when you hear me some days and I'm like out of breath and you're wondering, what the heck are they doing in the studio? I'm like flexing my abs. Yeah. All right. Let's go through it.
Okay.
Go and grab them.
Don't hit your head.
Okay.
There's Benny.
So Benny, you're in
so
the gym.
So imagine Benny, this 6 foot one guy. Okay. He's got these two 12-pound dumbbells. So he's been in the gym before. So go ahead, Diane.
Okay, so there's different ways you can hold your hands. A neutral grip or a hammer grip, sometimes we call it, is your palms are in towards your legs. And I like to do my bicep curls when I'm working with dumbbells independently or alternating.
Okay, and why is that important?
It's just you can focus more easily on each side because we're usually one side dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Benny is just naturally going up and he's doing a little twist, which is fine. That's a little bit of a fancier version. But if I was working with somebody just starting out, say with Jana, she'd never worked before, I would
keep
things very, very simple. So Benny, just take that and very slowly bring it up. Do not twist it at the top.
So let me ask you, how is his posture? Is he standing up? You know,
well, he's got this shirt that's loose, so I can't tell what his abs are doing.
I'm shy,
but yeah, he looks like he's standing pretty well. His knees should be slightly bent. Just
there we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Soft knees.
Right.
Never locked out.
It is a little different because I'm used to seeing myself in a mirror.
Yeah.
So then that'll help correct.
Exactly. And mirrors are important. A lot of people don't like to look at themselves.
I'll be your mirror.
Oh, thanks.
So he should be standing, soft knees, abs pulled in and up, shoulders. Back. Natural. There you go.
Yeah.
And you can't call this your workout for the day, dude.
Okay. So
no
let's talk about speed.
Yes.
Okay. The tendency is to get through those 10, 12, 15 reps, whatever you're doing. Boom, 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 boom. So he's going about a moderate speed. Now, if I want to increase that intensity and I don't have heavier weights to give him, I would tell him to slow it down and do it almost half speed.
All right. Let's see a half one.
Half one?
Half speed.
Half speed.
It takes longer to move that object through space, so you're going to be working the muscle harder.
I cry through these.
Got to feel the burn, Pat.
I cry. You know, the whole slow thing, it's like...
So when you do something like that, the pumping action, the momentum and the joints are taking all the force. So you want the muscles, so focus on what you're working right here. You tighten and you contract. That's a concentric action right there. And when he releases it down, it's eccentric, which also can strengthen... Mm-hmm. On the way down.
All right, so let's get Jana up there.
Okay, so Jana, say she's brand new, she hasn't lifted before. That weight.
Go ahead.
So she doesn't know how to stand. This is new to her. So the first thing I would say, okay, Jana, let's get those knees out of lock position. That's
there we
good.
Go.
Okay.
Good. Good
so,
one, Jana.
Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror over there.
Okay.
And I think we'll keep with that neutral grip, too, just for to start with, Jenna. Okay. That's the natural way your wrist and hand fall.
Gotcha.
So it's easier on the joints. So I would have her very gently lift up to the right one. Good job. And then you did that naturally right. Now, a lot of people will take that and they'll throw it over their shoulder like that. Okay.
So like they're overextending over the top.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
There's no any reason to lift it up like that.
Right.
So keep the
just
elbows
keep it tight
down
in
by
here.
Your hips. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a real quiet movement. The elbow's meant to move up and down.
Gotcha. Right.
We don't have to get it all twisted out of shape.
See that? And so a lot
there
of people cheat. You know, they do a lot of the cheating thing and they're rocking back and forth and all of that.
Well, cheating's not going to help at all.
It's not, but
and then you blow a rotator cuff.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And another big mistake that people they try to lift a weight that's too heavy for them.
That's exactly right.
Yep. And, okay. And again, they'll stress other joints. Mm-hmm. They'll use their shoulders. The larger joint will come into play. And there you go.
Yep.
Good.
Okay. Right. Did we get our last caller? I saw the phones ring.
That's Nick. Yep.
Yeah, we did. Okay, great.
Awesome.
So thank you, Jana. Thank you so much.
Very good.
You know, Diane, thank you for doing this. And I wanted to ask you, you know, as we look at stepping up and getting out of the gate, what do you want to leave as your personal message? You also have another website because you're doing something else as well.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. In fact, we just launched the website yesterday. The company name is Custom Fitness Systems. And, you know, through the years, I've worked with a lot of clients in their homes, and a lot of the trainers on my staff have worked with clients in their homes. And you'd be surprised what people have in their homes but don't use it because they don't know how to use it, or what they have purchased and it's not working. They get caught up in these infomercials and it's not a very good quality piece of equipment. And then there's a growing need for people to get their workouts done before they even leave their home. They don't want to do the commute. So I'm thinking, okay, let's try and make it easy for people to include this in their daily life.
Yeah. And do it right.
Right. I do the same thing. I'm surrounded by fitness equipment all day long. But if I don't get my workout in before I leave the house, my elliptical, cardio is not my favorite thing to do, but I make myself do it, I'm likely to blow that off during the day.
It's pretty easy to
pretty
do.
Pretty easy.
So you'll help people create that. Because if you're like me, you have bought every infomercial piece of equipment on the market.
That's right. So
even this rubber band thing for $400.
Right. You're kidding.
I know.
$400 for a rubber band?
That's what I call it.
Jeez,
so we'll go into homes and create personalized home fitness centers. Shop for the recommend the right equipment, find out what your needs are, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, find the equipment for you, get it installed, furnishings, flooring, mirrors, accessories.
Great. So what's that website?
That's customfitnesssystems.com.
Okay, and let's give out your phone number for folks that are listening to the show and didn't really want to call in but want to talk with you all personally.
Okay, I'll give you two phone numbers for personal training team. It is 425-885-4825.
Great.
425-885-4825.
And let's have the new website.
And Custom Fitness Systems is 425-466-1294.
Well, you're going to be hearing lots more from Diane. We're actually part of a makeover, what we're doing with our listeners. You're going to hear more about that. We're going to be looking at that in April, and Diane's going to be part of that. Thank you, Diane, for joining us here today. Kimberly Picard is coming up. We also have a giveaway for her. She is going to be taking, I believe, one or two of our listeners through an emotional, spiritual training with her and the Sedona tools. So, and then when Dr. Darvish comes on, we're taking care of your health. We've got lots to talk about here. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, we'll be right back.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out michaelnardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Hello, this is Beth Weber from Zoe Lotus Healing Arts. Did you know that numerous health problems such as heart disease, depression, and even cancer have been linked to stress? Take 5 minutes each day to practice self-care. Take a walk during lunch. Meditate. Take a few slow, deep breaths. It's time to take an active role in your wellness. Small steps can make a profound change. Visit zoelotus.org or call 206-601-7204 to schedule a free consultation.
Hi, this is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. From terminal abnormalities to abundant realities, how do we craft and design more abundance in our lives? And how do we allow for more possibilities? Join me and my international team of contributors. Please join me in this exploration and become part of the Vibrant Living Family, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW. Your life's precious and giant. Find the tools and resources and discover a new way of accessing those.
Have you seen the movie The Secret and heard what they say about the law of attraction?
Seen it. At my church, the Center for Spiritual Living, we teach it. It's no secret to us. Hey, join me Sunday. You can hear Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis. She really has helped me create a life I never thought was possible.
I think I will have noticed big changes in your life since you've been going there. It sounds like a place for me. Where are they?
The Center for Spiritual Living is just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way. Three Sunday services. Go online at spiritualliving.org. The Center for Spiritual Living, honoring all paths to God.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.